Hello?
Adrian, what's happening, my friend?
What's going on, brother? How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. Just living the life here down in good old Palm Springs. It's like 92 degrees today.
Oh, cooking man. Hot. Man. They say the heat kills the coronavirus, so.
Let's crank it up, brother. Let's crank it up.
Let it stay hot all year. Just for
I know. Yeah. Yeah, they're saying it's supposed to hit about 102 here by Saturday. 102, 105. Yeah. So
it's definitely man, warm. It's pretty hot out here too. It's pretty crazy, you know.
Where are you at for temperature? What are you at?
I don't know the temperature. I know it's super freaking hot though. I'm in a South Beach area, so
nice. You know, heat is the AC's cranks get to roll.
Definitely.
Right on.
So yeah, brother. So I want to say, you know, this is awesome. You know, this is the first episode of the High Roller, you know, experience. You know, I'm with Bryce, you know, the founder of High Roller Energy. I wanted to, you know, for the fans, you know, those listeners out here, kind of give us a rundown on your story. Like, how did you get into entrepreneurship and how did that lead to High Roller?
Yeah, so kind of the whole concept of this channel here and this podcast is to motivate people, inspire people, follow their own dreams, which I've kind of done myself. I used to hate my job, couldn't stand it. Every day, grinding 10, 12 hour shifts and not quite making the money that you want to achieve in life, to achieve bigger goals and dreams. So I used to work in the oil sands and the mining industry for several years. And I was at a downhill mountain biking and first introduced, which at that time was Monster, which is one of our global leading brands and main competitors. Mm-hmm. And so they were giving the stuff out, giving it away for free at this event called Crankworks. Super cool. Lots of amazing talent and people coming from all around the world to show off their talent and whatever. And so I tried this product at the event and, you know, I was kind of like, wow, you know, these guys made this super cool. And there's this neat feeling of this brand and what they're doing with the product. You know, not knowing exactly what was in it, but found out later that it's, you know, not the best and healthiest product in the world. But once again, they made it pretty, pretty badass. So that night I was back in the hotel room and, you know, trying out another can, my second can of Monster that day. And at that point was like, man, there's got to be something else out here. You know what I mean? It's not the healthiest and it doesn't taste the best. And so for me, kind of the on my journey of where this all kind of started and, you know, kind of stemmed from, I tried to become an importer of another product and try to compete. So we searched online for whatever it was, 10, 15 minutes on Google Images, and I found a drink called Shots from overseas, and I tried to bring it over and become the North American importer of that product. And so after ordering the product and forgetting all about a month later, it showed up at the house, and I'm like, hey, man, I forgot that I ordered that. Cool, and I tried it. And once again, not the best tasting, but I'm like, you know what, I can make some money at this. Let's try to do this. So we tried to blow it up, see if we could get it, you know, brought over to the U.S. and Canada and start selling the product. But somewhat of a long story short, the product was not approved, FDA, Health Canada standards, and all the compliance stuff. And so after messing around for about, I think it was like 4 months, give or take, I reached out to the owner and was like, hey, you know, what's your thoughts? We need to relabel and reformulate this. We're going to blow it up. And at that point, he, you know, was kind of new into the business himself. He's, you know, I just don't have the time or the money to kind of get this going. So from there, it was kind of like I had to make a decision. Well, I'm not paying forward. It's not my product. So either, you know, we either move forward and you pay for it, or we kind of sever our ties and move on to the next thing. So that kind of got shut down. And I did learn a little bit, which is cool, because I used to be a welder by trade. And part of the motivational thing, like I said, I used to weld for a living. And I used to enjoy it in my younger years, but as it progressively got older and into it, I started to hate it. So back to the story, I gave up on that project. And next thing you know, we started another one. Went back online, found another product. Same thing. Applied through FDA and Health Canada, denied again. Too much of certain products weren't allowed in the company for the ingredients, or in the country, sorry. And some of the stuff, the levels were too high. So reformulate, relabel. Same issue. The manufacturer didn't want to do that or modify. And so we pulled the project again and bailed on that one. Then gave up on it for another couple of years, which kind of, you know, sucked, but is what it is. And partnered with a water company out of New York. And when we started doing that, we had some issues with lids and potential contamination problems. And I just didn't want to get into that too deep. When we started shipping originally, there was the lid kept cracking. And you'd get contamination and possibility of mold and whatever else, which could have been a lawsuit down the road. So we severed our ties in that operation. And now we're talking like 5 years into messing around here. And I completely gave up on it all for about another 2 years. Now we're in 2012. And I was like, you know, there's something about that that was super cool, intriguing, inspiring. It was like my calling. And from there, I was like, you know what? This is it, man. Like, why am I messing around with other people's products? You know, we should start our own. So at that time, I was living in Fort McMurray, Alberta, as I mentioned, working in the oil sands. From there, wow. I was just like, I kind of started Googling and researching some flavor development companies. And I found one in Los Angeles, in Van Nuys specifically. And so I contacted them, and Dennis Morales from Power Brands, actually, which is now one of my very, very good friends and currently owns a company called Drink Labs, which we are also affiliate and partners with. And so I contacted him, was a little bit skeptical at first, didn't know what we were getting into exactly or how deep per se. So I started doing some research and, you know, is this legitimate and whatever, you know, we got a big investment ahead of us if we're going to pull the trigger on this. So, you know, at the same time, it's completely unknown, which is scary, you know, and that's a part of entrepreneurial breakthroughs and stuff. Right. You have to take a chance. And so many people out there are scared to do that. But, you know, he kind of convinced me over the phone, you know, and I said, well, listen, if we're going to do this, I'm going to come down there and meet you. So we flew down to Los Angeles with the family, the wife and my two kids and brand new newborn baby. And we kind of, you know, all chips in and literally went for it. So originally, when we were going to launch this thing, we went down there. Things are amazing. We're going to shoot for two flavor profiles. And it was actually originally going to be called Sinner's Energy, which was kind of like a badass dark side kind of evil themed project. And we didn't really know what we were up against. And so that's kind of where we started. And then literally not too long after that, I met one of my current partners, Daniel McKenzie from Australia. And he came up with the name High Roller. So originally the name kind of started created in Australia. And from there, I literally was, oh my God, I know what I can do with this. Like, this is it. Yeah. Like, why are we thinking, you know, on the sinner's side where it's kind of a key, like a select demographic, you know? More of like an evil side, or, you know, people that are more, what's the word I'm looking for? A little courageous and dangerous and, you know, exotic thinking, you know, just a little bit different characteristics there. So I wanted to create something more versatile, something for everyone. And so we came up with the name High Roller, and we started blowing it up, man. Started putting some stuff to work and creating some amazing art and look and logos. Got everything kind of trademarked and registered and everything over the time. And so kind of back when we were in LA, we were there for a couple of days and sitting in the lab and trying to come up with some flavor concepts and whatever. And I ended up flying back to Fort McMurray, where I was living at the time, working, as I mentioned. And, you know, I'm super excited about it. This is when the hype started to just, you know, really, really pick up. And and I tell all my friends, like, hey, guys, I'm creating an energy drink. This is going to be super cool. You guys are not going to believe what's about to happen here. And, you know, everyone's like, when's it coming out, man? I'm like, you know, it's well, you know, 30, 60 days. No problem. Like, this thing's going to be rocking. We'll be in stores and we're going to kill it. And so at that time in my life, all I wanted to do was create an energy drink. I was like, man, if I can make, you know, 10 grand a month, 8 grand, 7 grand a month, whatever, enough to live a really good lifestyle, you know, and ultimately living and loving what I do and having some fun. Right. I got some cash. We got my family. We can, you know, do some cool things, go on vacations and just enjoy life. And so, you know, next thing you know, so we're 6 months in. People are like, man, are you still doing that energy drink? And I'm like, absolutely. Any day now, any day. Then all of a sudden a year goes by. Same question. Man, are you still doing that energy drink? And I'm like, yeah, man, any day now, any day. So 2 years went by, then three, then four, then five, then six and a half years later, we finally hit the first production of what we now call the High Roller Jackpot. So the whole brand and part of this this podcast and this experience is based on the motivational factors of my story of extreme perseverance, dedication, determination, blood, sweat, tears on what an individual or someone has to go through to achieve your goals and dreams. You know, nothing in this life happens overnight, you know, and I'd say probably 95% of the world literally revolves around instant gratification. Well, guess what? That's that just doesn't happen, you know?
Right. Bryce, I wanted to ask you, if you had to say, what are three things personally that you think an entrepreneur needs to become successful? If you had to pick three.
Three specific ones. I do have a couple of key ones, which we created into our new platform called Champion, where each letter actually represents something. But
okay.
You know,
what's that mean? Champion.
So
champion.
The word champion and what it means, if you go onto our website, it's kind of all laid out there, and it's a good platform and some key elements. You know, what it takes to become a true champion and to follow your dreams and not only that, but achieve them. And so the word champion and kind of what it means to me is C, which stands for courage. You have to have the courage to follow your dreams, to take the chance. The letter H represents the hurt, the amount of pain that you're going to suffer to once again follow through and achieve your wildest goals and dreams. The letter A represents attitude, which you need to have a very strong, positive attitude to follow through with it. And if you don't, potential failure. M stands for motivation. You have to be extremely motivated, you know, waking up at 4 a.m., you know what I mean? Grinding till midnight or whatever the case may be, you know, 18, 19, 20 hour days. If you're not willing to put in that motivation, that grind, once again, it's like those who don't try will never succeed. So take that, you know, take things to a new level and literally nonstop, never give up. And one of my favorite ones, which is the P for perseverance, which kind of goes correspondent with it all, but you have to persevere. You have to go through every single thing you do and just keep going. No matter what obstacle you're dealt, no matter what kind of cards you were dealt, just to continue to push through and persevere those times. And eventually you will break through and achieve ultimate goals and success. The I stands for integrity and kind of self-explanatory. And if you're not, you know, it's once again, just a key element of success. O for optimistic. If you're not optimistic and thinking things on the positive or the bright side, negativity brings negativity and once again leads to failure. And the N itself for never giving up.
Right.
So,
right.
You know,
man, that's so awesome.
Out of the three, you know, that you kind of mentioned earlier, I would say it'd be most important for me would be having the courage to start, the perseverance to follow through, which would include the motivation and the hurt, and then ultimately the end, never giving up.
Man, bro, you know what's so interesting that you say that? That's why I love the message of High Roller, which is because it's like, me as an entrepreneur, I totally identify with everything you just said. Like, courage to even start. Like, there's a lot of people with great ideas.
Yeah.
That never even, and you listen to them talk about their ideas and you're like, oh man, bro, you know what I mean? You'll almost be like, okay, why aren't you doing
it? Yeah, take some action upon it. Yeah, you got something solid. Now go for it. Get off that couch and literally rock and roll.
Right, right. Then the hurt. That's why I love how you brought them together, because with chasing your dreams, whatever that is, whether you're a rapper, an entrepreneur, whatever it is that you're trying to do in life, there's going to be some form of pain and endurance. Like, how, you know, are you able to go through that? Are you able to, you know, are you willing to everyone look at you like you're a failure temporarily?
Exactly.
Sometimes, yeah. You know,
and there's not really necessarily such thing as a failure. You know, you may find something that didn't work. And at that point,
right.
Get up and hit it again. Learn from that, what they call failure, and use it for fuel for the fire and continue on. You know, and so many people, they hit a wall or, you know, some type of a hurdle that they don't know how to achieve, to, you know, or proceed to get ahead of it. But, you know, if you just once again be resourceful and innovative, resourcefulness is the key. If you are determined enough to find a way, there is always a way. So thinking outside that box, you know what I mean? Maybe having somebody else come in from a different angle, you know, a good friend, a good, you know, somebody who's achieved success, you know, kind of hanging out, surrounding yourself by those individuals. And that's kind of where that resourcefulness comes into play and ultimately could change the direction of what you're trying to achieve. You know, just a little, maybe even just some different advice, a different way to look at things that'll just literally change your game.
Definitely. And I think today with the internet, you know, if you take a step back and you look at the whole just playing field and what you could do with the internet, I mean, you could literally, if you're trying to get into some type of industry, you at least have the tools to do thorough research on that specific
thing. Absolutely. Yeah, there's actually never really been a time that's been so good. You know, I mean, what's available for resources, you know, within the internet is actually mind blowing. You know, it's just literally all the tools are there. All the resources are there. It's just, once again, kind of having that, that drive, that motivation to actually start to use them. You know, a lot of people out there don't know maybe even where to start. It's just like, start with the internet. You know what I mean? Do a little bit of research. If you have an idea, Google it, you know, and you'll probably find something. It may not be on page one, but don't give up there. It may not be on page 10, but maybe it's on 12. You know what I mean? It's just like the same steps and procedures, just like follow through. Continue till you find what you're looking for and you will achieve it.
For someone who wants to get into energy, you know, the energy drink game, you know, first of all, when you say FDA approved, for, you know, those that don't understand that, what that even means, how does something become FDA approved? What is FDA approved mean, and how do you meet those requirements in general?
So that's kind of a regulation, the Food and Drug Administration, which is a government program that's designed, designated to have the kind of stamp of approval for health and safety concerns. So, you know, different regulations, say in the energy drink category, but, you know, and it's through pretty much everything, all different types of food. You know, it's on every box of the labels. So you have to have certain standards that the country will approve, whether it be a specific type of ingredient or a specific level that is allowed within a certain volume, you know, of liquid and or food consumption. So it's just kind of a steps in the right direction and having a product that's not going to be harmful to somebody else, you know. You'll read on all these labels and stuff out there, you know, do not consume with alcohol and, you know, not recommended for pregnant and breastfeeding women and children and stuff like that. So that's all part of the compliance. And if you have something that may be, you know, a little bit outside the realm, then you will not have an approval and you can no longer sell that product. So it's just kind of a safety net, I suppose.
Interesting. Yeah, man, I definitely, it's good to have that information. I feel like right now with everything that's going on in the world, information is so important. You know, from your perspective as an entrepreneur, what do you see, you know, everything that's happened with COVID this year and how it's affected businesses, do you think that personally that even though it has affected a lot of businesses, it's opened?
Well,
what's your opinion on
that? Yeah, it's definitely a hard time right now. You know, we've struggled in general severely through this, just kind of, you know, shutting stores down, potential distribution connections, you know, numerous stores that are actually buying product don't want to buy anything because everyone's kind of holding tight on their cash right now. You know what I mean? It's not an easy time. There's bankruptcies daily. There's, you know, foreclosures. There's all sorts of crazy stuff. But once again, it's kind of like part of that. Don't give up. Be resourceful. Find a way. Be innovative, creative. And so, you know, a big thing, and not necessarily on our own brand, which we've done, but this is kind of like for anybody, you know, digital, going online. That's a huge, huge, huge factor in using some of the resources that are available with internet, with the internet, like Amazon or eBay, you know, Alibaba, kind of some of these online sales sites. You know, e-commerce completely is a huge game changer. And so we've kind of done that with our brand in the last little bit, changing things to more of an online presence due to the fact of what's currently happening in today's chaotic world. And then once again, just being resourceful,
right.
You know, is having other people potentially to help influence, inspire the brand, you know, picking it up, you know, getting engaged with other people who have achieved it, their goals and dreams, or, you know, selling other products, ask questions, you know, reaching out to certain people, Instagram, Facebook platforms, you know, creating leads, creating, you know, promo codes to try to sell your product, to try to, you know, get the word spread, et cetera, is a great way, you know, when people are kind of, you know, a little bit down in their times. And what am I going to do next? Well, you know, think outside the box and just go hard with it. You know, and you may get a no from this guy or that guy or whatever, but eventually you're going to find someone or several people, like say, as far as the influencer engagement kind of process. And every one of those is going to start a revolving kind of snowball effect and potentially get you to where you want to be. And then, you know, even after this whole thing is over,
definitely,
once people start to realize how amazing and how easy e-commerce and the internet is to use and make a sale, and not only that, but potentially advertise something for when things are back to normal, I truly believe that it's gonna fuel your entire project, your entire brand, your entire business to a whole new level. And then you're gonna have both sides of whatever it is you're doing, whether it be, you know, trying to sell a record, trying to sell a t-shirt, you know, you're trying to have a landscaping company. The same principles apply no matter what it is you're trying to do.
Right. I mean, e-commerce, I mean, is literally, you know, 30 years ago, there was no selling a product online. I mean, the fact that you're able to create a website, so selling online is amazing, again, to the internet. You know, that's something that I've noticed, you know, along my way in business myself. You know, when stores, you know, me, I started in the fashion industry. And, you know, before I got into working, you know, forming an agency and doing these other things, a lot of stores were not dealing with it. You know, you're a new brand, you're not a proven product, et cetera, et cetera. So I went to online and started, you know, boosting up, you know, my following online and getting, you know, selling, just doing it, just staying independent. It's almost like today is almost sometimes better to stay independent and better to stay online sometimes than to even deal with a retailer. Because a lot of times with your online, depending on what the deal is.
Absolutely. But, you know, a lot of times, and then you're not dealing, depending with what kind of product you have, so. You know, distribution rights, distribution licensing, you know what I mean? You got potential listing fees and all sorts of crazy things, slotting spaces, et cetera, which, you know, cut into your profits, make it that much harder. And, you know, when you're dealing with, like, say, you know, food and beverage products specifically, as well as that's kind of what we're into, shelf space is extremely limited. But the internet is literally unlimited. So
right.
at that point, you know, and not only that, but, you know, if you're in a store right. that's only in a specific state or province or city or town or whatever the case may be, you know, you can only sell within that and only that, but sell from the people that are close to it and, you know what I mean, shop at those locations. But the internet literally opens up a global opportunity. So, you know, it's just kind of that that think big, think bigger. Right.
What do you think is a good age for an entrepreneur?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, well, from your perspective, when is a good time to get Yesterday. Started? If you're thinking about being an entrepreneur, when's the best time to get started?
Now, yeah.
Right.
Doesn't matter how old you are, what you're, exactly. you know, what you've done, what you're into, right. what you're trying to right, do. It's right. just like, just start, you know, have an idea and literally start crushing it. You know what I mean? There's always time. A lot of people in life, like, you know, it applies to fitness and whatever, you know, a lot of people are like, well, I don't have time. There's always time. It's what's most important to you. You know, people have specific goals and dreams or just things that they want to accomplish, but they're always distracted by other things because they want to relax or have some downtime. It says, well, how bad do you truly want it? You know, you say you want it, but you more so wish it, but you're not willing to do what it takes to achieve it. And that's right. kind of the part that, you know, that boils my blood, because, you know, I'm just a firm believer
right.
that if you want it, you know, you gotta go out there and hit it hard until you get it. And there is no other option than, you know, like it's either, you know, sink or swim, man. And I'm not stopping
right, exactly. until
I achieve it. So.
I feel the same way, bro. Like, I have a lot of colleagues that make music, that, you know, that are rappers, musicians, and I know a lot of people that want to get into music, and they're always like, oh, I don't have studio equipment, you know, I can't find studio time. I'm like, you have an iPhone? They're like, yeah. I'm like, you know, technically, you can make beats on your iPhone, and technically, you can record a full record on your iPhone. Literally, Kanye West's last album,
he yeah, said 85%
exactly. of his innovative, last album resourceful. On his
yeah, yeah. There may be times when you can't. Yeah, there may be times where maybe, like, an example would be right now. You know, the studios are shut down if you're in the music industry. So, you know, you may not know how to what to do. You know, you're creating an excuse for something that if you just thought a little bit differently and tried to do some research, you would find other resources that would get you the same result. And it may not be perfect. It may be better. You know, so it's kind of like, just don't stop grinding.
Right. You never know. Yeah, definitely. What's your, you know, from your perspective, what's your vision for High Roller?
Yep.
Are you trying to, obviously this now is the High Roller experience, you know, so it's, you know, you're attacking media and, you know, creating an outlet for the entrepreneurs and things like that. What do you see as the vision for High Roller? Like, do you see it? You
so know, the thing with High Roller Energy, as I kind of mentioned, media, like, it started off it as to try to become an energy drink. Then after putting in, you know, almost 6.5 years of my life, it became a story of extreme perseverance and dedication. So, you know, what it takes to follow your dream. And not only that, not only just follow it, but actually right. achieve it. And so, what High Roller represents is so much more than a drink. We're at this point, we're not even a drink. We're literally a motivational, iconic movement trying to literally give the gift of opportunity mm-hmm. and knowledge to change someone else's life. That is my purpose. That is my reason. That is my why.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. There's been times when I literally almost gave up.
Do you know, like, bro.
And tell you the truth, there's been certain mentors in my life that helped me through those hard times. You know, because once again, this shit is not easy. You know, there's times when I literally right. cried myself to sleep, pulling out my hair, freaking out, you know, just literally hating my life. But it's just like, keep going, right. man. And one of the most right. craziest obstacles that I actually had to get through, and it may sound kind of sort of stupid,
yes.
was in the Canadian industry, like the FDA in the US, it's called Health Canada.
Yes.
So our FDA process was kind of built on a specific guideline. Uh-huh. We surpassed it in less than 30 days, stamped, approved, done, registered, boom, rock and roll. You know, 30 days, such to some people, it's like an eternity. We were literally 22 months in Health Canada approval process. And I'm telling you, man, like it was like pulling teeth with like rubber pliers. Oh, it was insanity. You know, and I almost gave up so many times. I'm like, man, are you guys seriously messing with me? I've sent emails like where I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you want to know what the residual weight is of the guarana seed extract after the caffeine was extracted from the seed? Like, why does it matter? Why does it matter what it weighs? I'm telling you, there's 5 milligrams in the product. It doesn't matter what the residue weighs. You know what I mean? So...
Right.
Yeah. But part of the cool thing,
I totally understand.
You know, and I believe good things do take time. And not only that, but I kind of feel like there's a higher power that certain things in life happen for different reasons. And what I mean by that is when we started this thing, I thought I was ready. And technically I kind of was financially, somewhat mentally, to launch this thing the first day that we started. I would have loved to just, you know, pour it into cans, seal them, distribution stores, you know, start selling immediately. That was what I was, you know, ready to rock and roll. But if I showed what the can was going to look like, what the original flavor was going to be, you probably wouldn't have bought it. Yeah, it had a cool name, but... You know, when something you first get, your perception is like, oh, wow, that's super badass. It's kind of like getting a tattoo when you're 16. And then when you're 30, you're like, what the hell is it thinking? So, you know, and so it took its toll. It took its time.
Right.
And through that time and different steps and through the procedures, it allowed me to progress at other things that changed the outcome of the product, giving us a different result. And so now... The end result is a healthier product. It tastes better. The look is literally superb. It's eye-catching. It's crazy. We got into the motivational side now, which is what the brand is kind of dedicated and based upon. You know, we put motivational slogans into every single can to once again inspire others. You know what I mean? So, you know, by putting in that time, it allows for a better result. And so, you know, you got to just let things run its course and eventually it will break.
Definitely, bro.
But bottom line, never give up.
Man, I totally agree, brother. It's like, you know, sometimes you want everything to happen when you want it to happen.
Yeah.
But really it's supposed to happen when it's the right time to happen. And that's when everything is perfect, you know. I've experienced that myself several times where I've been like, okay, why did this mess up? Or why is this taking so long? Or, you know, what is going on? Like, are they playing with me? Like, I've dealt with that so many times. And then everything ends up working as I stayed consistent. You know what I mean? Consistency. I think this generation listeners...
You're cutting out there, brother.
You know, I feel like a big thing you guys need to understand is, you know, everything that Bryce just...
Seems to be okay. I think. Yeah, you're good now. Game on.
Okay. You can hear me? Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Consistency. Everyone is looking for instant gratification. You know, everyone wants instant gratification.
Yes, exactly.
You have to do maximum effort for minimal gain.
Yeah.
Maximum effort for minimal gain. And as time, it will become maximal gain. So all in all, you know, for everyone that's listening to this podcast, you know, I believe that this is going to be, you know, a place where entrepreneurs, you know, really get information, learn, you know, identify with Bryce's story, my story, you know, that is definitely going to, High Roller is definitely going to change the world. It's more than, like Bryce said, it's more than a drink. You know, this is like,
yeah, exactly. Movement. Yeah. And part of that giving back thing too, we've tried to do just to, you know, help other people is we've now incorporated different charities into each can, each flavor as well, kind of going back to the brand. And so we're working with like the Live It, Love It Foundation, which is for people that are paralyzed, you know, just showing people like creating an adaptive lifestyle opportunity that no matter what kind of traumatic accident you've had in your life, as long as you live and love what you do, you can still continue and move forward. So, you know, regardless of the stressful times, the hard times, you know, we can change that and you can still have fun and continue on and move forward.
What inspired you to begin working with charities? You know, what made you see, okay, I'm gonna go, you know, the charitable route as well?
The whole thing kind of just stemmed from me liking and enjoying to help other people. It puts a smile on my face. It makes me feel better about who I am and ultimately helping someone else in their life. You know, a lot of people in this world struggle financially, struggle in numerous ways. You know what I mean? And it's just like, if we can do our part and create a better culture, a better society, you know, that actually cares about other people, you know, I think we can change the world as it's known today, you know, and it's not going to happen overnight. Once again, you know, we got to kind of create a pool of like-minded, motivated, passionate individuals. And at that point, the message will become very, very powerful. And that's kind of what High Roller represents and is trying to create, you know, a motivational movement of people, you know, positive attitude, positive vision, positive result. So, you know, and like, and part of one of the, we're super excited. Like, definitely, we got a couple other different charities that we've, we're working with too, the ALS Foundation, Lou Gehrig's disease, on our High Roller VIP line. We just signed another deal here with, the Folds of Honor, and for like the military and the fallen soldiers, you know, die at war, whatever. So we're working with those guys and we just created a new can called High Roller F-16 Viper. And so we're super excited about that. And once again, it's just like, you know, those people that are out there slaving their lives, sacrificing for this country, for this world we live in to keep it sane and stable, you know, and some of them don't come home. So, you know, I mean, you know, what are those families? We're trying to do our part and just letting them know that, you know, hopefully it's going to be okay. And we're going to try to contribute as much as we can to give back, you know, whether it be, you know, a week, a month, a day, you know, whatever the case may be, we can try to do our part to get people past those hard times where they do need a helping hand, you know? So, and it's not just handouts, but also a hand up.
Right. I agree. Hand up. I like that. It's not about, you know,
progress equals happiness, and let's get you going in the right direction. So another another cool charity that we're actually got coming in the near future, and I just really want to say this because it's kind of what really hit hearts and homes to me. You know, it was going to be an earlier release, but just you know, things happen for a reason, and time is time, and it is what is. But so we have a can called High Roller Showtime, which is going to be like a Bikes for Kids Foundation, which is one of our own foundations. And what we do with that one is we donate a percentage of proceeds from every single can. It's specifically 1 cent on all cans. You know, the little icon is located in the bottom left-hand corner below our motivational slogans. And so what we do with that one is whatever we produce that year in sales, we donate 1 cent from every can. And we donate it and go buy pedal bikes for underprivileged families and kids that cannot afford pedal bikes. And so once again, you know, not everybody's dealt the best cards, didn't grow up rich, didn't grow up, you know, in the best home or the best family or whatever the case may be. And maybe somebody did, but they just never had a bike. So maybe they want one, couldn't get one. And we're going to change that. So, you know, my thought process behind this was, if I can give the gift of opportunity to a child to inspire them at a young age to potentially change their life forever, you know, you give him a pedal bike. He's now active. He's healthy. He starts becoming passionate about something. Now he's motivated. He's hanging around with more like-minded, positive people. And maybe, you know, whether it be 5 years or 10 years from then, you know, we start them in the right direction. Plant that seed of success, the seed of opportunity and motivation. And maybe, like I said, 10 years from now, he's on X Games. Now he's famous. He's making money. And he's inspiring younger kids and generations to do the same. So that's kind of where it stems back to the motivational culture, you know, like-minded, passionate people. And I think if we all get behind this, and not the drink, but the movement itself, we can change the lives of others all around us. And that's the key.
Totally, brother. Totally. You know, for everyone listening out there, you
Absolutely.
So, can you tell them, our online presence on Facebook is High Roller Energy Drink,
the same as Instagram. And the website is www.highrollerenergy.com.
Awesome. 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 So, guys, we definitely, you know, look forward to, you know, having as much people, you know, join the podcast, listen to the podcast, be inspired.
Yeah, Bryce, I'm actually just going to read one of the slogans for, on our first can episode? As just kind of to cap off this episode, the first episode here. Just try to shine some more light on people who are going through some hard times right now. So this is it from the top. So on our jackpot can, it says, this is just 100%. The start to an epic adventure with a new inspirational trend. Get up and roll the dice with High Roller Energy. Dream big, live bigger. The world can be yours. Never give up on your dreams. High Roller Energy, it's not just a drink, it's a lifestyle. Oh, I appreciate it, my friend.
That's badass, brother. It's badass, and this is very inspiring. So definitely, definitely. Definitely, brother. You know, we're going to keep this pushing, you know, keep growing this movement. And everyone, support High Roller, you know, support the movement.
Yeah, and if anybody, you know, wants to get involved, you know, we're also looking for several team. Other different charities moving forward for new can additions. If somebody has something that kind of hits home to them, please send us an email, info@highrollerenergy.com. Submit anything you'd like there, and we'd love to connect with you and potentially contribute to whatever it is you're going after as well. You bet, Adrian. Thank you so much for coming in today, and we'll chat to you, my friend.
Thank you, brother.
Have a good day.